The Dance Tree by Kieran Millward Hargrave. Read by Ruta Gedmintas. Their fragile bodies are like the strongest gusts of wind, and the paths of creation, innumerable as they are, tell us that nothing and nobody is expendable. From The Beehive Metaphor by Juan Antonio Ramirez. Sometimes the body experiences a revelation because it has abandoned every other possibility. From Fugitive Pieces by Anne Michaels. When I saw this spectacle, I wanted to live for a moment, however inelegant it was. It was what it might have been to be alive, but tenderly, one thing. Tell me there is a meadow afterward. From A Meadow by Lucy Brock Broido. Strasbourg, 1518. Nun dancing. She heard there was bread in the square. It's possible it's a lie, or that the loaves are so blighted as to be inedible, but Frau Trofea doesn't care. The hope is nourishing as anything she's had in her throat these past months. She went mushroom picking with the others, laid traps to skin hares in the forest like Egyptians. Nothing. Even the animals are starved out after the hungry winter, this scorched summer. She brought home an unnested bird and cooked it right on the ashes of their fire, chewed through its soft, shattering bones, chafing her gums until her mouth filled with iron and salt. Her husband doesn't know how she suffers, has never seemed to know hunger. He grows sinewy, muscles like ropes wrapping his arms. But she has it inside her like a child, and it grows and sucks and swells her belly, until she cramps with carrying the full weight of its gnawing emptiness. She has started chewing off cuts of leather. She has started sucking the ends of her hair and contemplating the stray dogs with new attention. She has started seeing white lights hang before her in the air. Lately, she can stir them about with her finger. But Frau Trofea has not yet lost her mind, and as she stumbles through her city, she comes up with a plan. If the bread is burnt, she can soak it in the river until it softens. If it is rotted, perhaps others will have left it. If there is not bread, or if it is all gone, she can fill her pockets with stones and walk into the water as some have done. Women have been seen throwing their babies in so they can feed their other children. She would have done the same had her children lived past infancy. The son that did is long hanged as a traitor. Zamwell, one of the 100 sentenced in place of their leader, Jos Fritz, who melts into the black forest after each attempted revolt, easy as snow. The almshouses are overrun, the graveyards too. The end of the world is coming from the streets to the churches they proclaim it. Geiler, the trumpet of Strasbourg Cathedral, is 8 years dead, but his words are daubed on the walls, echoed from the pulpits of the cathedral. There is not one among us who can be saved. The comet that dragged its fiery tail over the turn of the century and damned them is lifted from its crater and placed on an altar, but too late. She prays as she walks, though her rosary is long gone, the clay beads cracking between her teeth like bird bones. Frau Trofea swirls a thread of light through her fingers, soft as lamb's wool. Sweat runs down her lip and her back, soaks the reeking cloth of her dress. The sun has seared the soles of her feet where she fell asleep outside a tavern at midday. The drink, it is new for her and something they can ill afford, but the ruined wheat is good enough for beer. That alone is plentiful. Her husband has not come looking for her all night. Her feet are chafing on the cobbles, and it is good to feel them again, the blisters making way for new skin. Her route takes her through the horse market, built when Strasbourg had a different centre so that it would stand at the edges. Now there are complaints from the cathedral of the smell, but Frau Trofea likes it, sour and strong enough to coat her tongue. She opens her mouth, fills her lungs. It has grown like an unwieldy beast, this city. In her youth it was fat off wealth, and so the fleas came crawling. Trade is long diminished, but still there are new faces every day. Dark faces among them like the devils were already here, flooding the hospital with their filth. The Holy Roman Empire is locked in battle with the Ottoman Turks, engaged in a struggle for their very